Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In a non-binding resolution, the UN's top human rights body today called on countries to stop selling or shipping weapons to Israel. This after President Biden threatened to place conditions on future U.S. support, and that follows Monday's airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. Israel announcing the approval of a series of steps, including reopening the Erez checkpoint, a major crossing that would increase the flow of aid into Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Belgium today.
These are positive developments, but the real test is results. And that's what we're looking to see in the coming days and in the coming weeks.
Today, President Biden visits the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse and meets with relatives of the 6 workers that were killed. Power out to more than 380,000 customers in New Hampshire and Maine after a powerful nor'easter tore through Thursday. Snow still falling in some areas in New Hampshire. A woman was killed when her home's propane tank exploded after a tree fell on it. This is ABC News. The man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho college students was back in court on Thursday, where his attorneys argued over a defense survey about the case.
At issue, prosecutors in Latah County, Idaho, are angry about survey questions Brian Koberger's defense attorneys have been asking of prospective jurors in the local community to determine if the jury pool is biased in their attempt to move the trial. Prosecutor Bill Thompson says the questions were reckless.
Do a responsible survey questionnaire.
The judge has said the defense survey has to stop. Koberger's attorney, Ann Taylor.
The court should not have issued an order stopping us.
Alex Stone, EBC News.
Forecasters at Colorado State University are predicting a very active Atlantic hurricane season for this year. Climate experts are forecasting 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, 5 of which they expect will develop into major hurricanes with well above average probability for landfalls in the United States and the Caribbean. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is a mixed bag for President Biden and Donald Trump in Wisconsin. In a head-to-head matchup, Biden leads with likely voters 52% to 48%. When you count third-party and independent candidates, Trump leads 41% to 38%. A murder victim's family says Donald Trump was lying when he told a Wisconsin audience this week he met with her family.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he has said that he has spoke with us.
Mavi Garcia was Ruby Garcia's sister. Ruby was killed in Michigan last month by someone who was in the country illegally. Data shows undocumented immigrants are actually less likely to commit violent crimes than American citizens. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW, it's the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo. The current progressive jackpot starts at over $1,180, and proceeds are used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Once again, that is Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers hosting the Seattle Mariners. Reese Hoskins is off to a good start at first base and at the plate.
Replay overturned it. Now Hoskins flirting with the pole. It's gone. Reese Hoskins makes it 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold.
Look, we're trying to win as many games as we can here this year and in the long run, you know, and so that's a tricky thing for us to balance when we're able to add veterans here with the type of track record that Reese has. That's really exciting. You know, he fits so well.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee has lost 4 of their last 5 games.
There's at times that we play really well. There's at times that we don't. But at the end of the day, again, we had open shots like AJ had one, Malik had one, BP had one. Like, we had open shots. Pat, I think, had one. I had 2. You know, you gotta make shots.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few scattered clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine 54. We are keeping an eye on a system that will bring some wind and rain by Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
Slide up on this dusty seat and
forgiveness. You always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks. You don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you save me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly. God's worth thanking God for. So thank God.
98qcountry.com.
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back? Chevy Cheyenne way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Jake Owen there at 98Q Country. 47 is our forecasted high. I think you'll feel a little bit of hint of spring slash summer. That may be a stretch today, but it'll be a dry day and quite a bit of sunshine. That wind will be northeast at about 10 miles an hour. Should be a good one. The weekend has highs in the 50s and mainly dry conditions. Temperatures Saturday, Sunday, Monday in that upper 40, low 50 range. And we do have some rain chances moving in on Monday. But the weekend looking good. What's that wind going to do tomorrow? East, southeast tomorrow. Not a big factor. Sunday, a little bit breezier on Sunday with winds gusting 20, 25. So today, tomorrow, probably the better of the 3 days over the weekend. But Sunday should be mainly dry, but just a little bit windy. It is a Friday. We're going to do a shopping show a little bit early morning, about 8:45. We're going to get the boys in here and talk about all kinds of great places for you to go and see and save money at. So we'll get you some shopping show savings at about 8:45. Brewers will take the field today after a day off yesterday. So we'll have Brewer baseball for you tonight. What else? Brewers again tomorrow. Sunday, we got some Bucks mixed in there. I'll take a look at that. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Twice an hour on the morning show, we get you a little news, a little sports. ABC gets us updated now.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In a non-binding resolution, the UN's top human rights body today called on countries to stop selling or shipping weapons to Israel. This after President Biden threatened to place conditions on future U.S. support, and that follows Monday's airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. Israel announcing the approval of a series of steps, including reopening the Eretz checkpoint, a major crossing that would increase the flow of aid into Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Belgium today.
These are positive developments, but the real test is results. And that's what we're looking to see in the coming days and in the coming weeks.
Today, President Biden visits the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse and meets with relatives of the 6 workers that were killed. Power out to more than 380,000 customers in New Hampshire and Maine after a powerful nor'easter tore through Thursday. Snow still falling in some areas in New Hampshire. A woman was killed when her home's propane tank exploded after a tree fell on it. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Recent furloughs in the Marshfield Clinic health system will be permanent. Marshfield Clinic is telling employees that those who were furloughed in January will no longer be employed by May 4th. The furloughs account for 3% of Marshfield Clinic's workforce. It's been 1 year on the job for Wisconsin's Secretary of State. Sarah Godlewski says her office authenticates 15,000 documents each year for all kinds of Wisconsinites.
You know, a family that finally heard that they can adopt a child in Thailand, or a business. My first one was a cheese shop that finally got to sell their cheese overseas.
But Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to do more with less since it was defunded and downsized 9 years ago.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Copper Falls State Park invites nature advocates, partners, and volunteers to partake in the magic of the solar eclipse on April 8th from noon to 3 p.m. From 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., participants can build their own pinhole projector box for safe eclipse viewing without special glasses. Bring your own rectangular box, the longer the better. For more information, feel free to contact Ellie Williams at 715-209-5920 or email membership at friendsofcopperfallssp.org.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers take on Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Mariners tonight after a 4-0 start. I asked Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins if the team was a little in disbelief when they lost to the Twins the other day, 7-3.
I think so. Look, you win four out of the gate and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball.
College hoops, another player leaving Wisconsin, but this time from the women's team. Sonya Copeland from the Badgers women's basketball team to enter the transfer portal. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Raptors. Milwaukee with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and the Grizzlies. Is there something they need to improve?
The only thing over the last two games is the pain points that we have to eliminate. Just too many drives. And it's just the old thing, if our feet are fast enough or if our help is quick enough. In the last two games, neither one has been very good.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Our commitment is crystal clear. We specialize in heeding your every instruction, ensuring each project is delivered with a smile, on schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. From site clearing and meticulous preparation to flawless demolition and efficient haulaway, Thompson Excavating and Demolition has you covered. But that's not all. Our extensive services also include lot cleaning, building pads, driveways, grading, compacting, red granite, road gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer mini excavation solutions. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
Save big money on everything for your painting and staining projects now at Menards. Protect your wood projects with a top coat finish from Minwax. Fast-drying polyurethane provides long-lasting protection for all types of wood surfaces, including cabinets, furniture, doors, and floors. Check out all our Minwax products in-store and online at Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many more great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, your go-to for specialty pizzas, sandwiches, and tacos every Tuesday. Cheers to Joe Karnick and 25 years on 98Q Country. Join us in downtown beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin for the celebration. Double D's.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few scattered clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine 54. We are keeping an eye on a system that will bring some wind and rain by Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
I would like to introduce to you all...
It's Naismith. You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm gone.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Better in my next 30 years. My
Country. 47 is what we're going to get to today. It's 17 right now. A little bit cool out there. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. I think you're going to like it. Let's shoot for 50. What do you say? Let's overachieve today. On this Friday, April the 5th, we have some shopping show savings. We're going to get Big G and get Gray and probably Austin in here about 8:45 or so, a little earlier this morning, to bring you all kinds of shopping show savings. The shopping show, if you haven't been paying attention, the shopping show is probably bigger than it's been in definitely pre-pandemic and maybe even further back than that. Tons of businesses on there from all over the Northwoods. If you don't have time to listen, go to our website, click on that colorful shopping show icon, 98qcountry.com. You click on that icon, you can check out all the stuff. You can even order right there. If you like, at 98qcountry.com. The site a little bit still under construction, but we're getting there. We're getting there. There's some cool stuff on there. It's building. There's definitely some real good Wisconsin news. If you're struggling or wanting a place you can go to get stories just about the state of Wisconsin, if you go to 98qcountry.com, there's all kinds of Civic Media Wisconsin news stories all up and down there, updated every day. It's pretty good stuff. I was just reading a couple of those yesterday. We'll get to all the news and sports. Another update to come in the at the top of the hour here on 98Q Country and streaming always at 98qcountry.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Oh dear, Joel Karnick has been at 98Q Country Morning Show host for 25 years. Congratulations, Modere Nutrition, located on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your tasty, healthy alternative to lunch or an afternoon snack.
Please join us at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips for our First Memory Cafe, Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Our Memory Cafe provides a fun, comfortable environment for people with early-stage memory loss, their caregivers, and anyone looking to engage in brain-challenging activities while socializing and learning with fellow community members. Our Memory Cafe will host free activities, games, refreshments, and more. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, 715-339-1052. We look forward to seeing you.
Congratulations to Joel Karnick on 25 years of hosting the morning show on 98Q Country. Decor to Adore on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin is proud to celebrate this milestone with you. Stop in and visit us for delightful discoveries and scrumptious ice cream treats. Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry. Two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
It's Ribs and Ribeyes every Saturday night starting at 4 p.m. at John Sweemaw Corner Bar and Grill, located at the intersections of 111 and Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store, where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
A few scattered clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine 54. We are keeping an eye on a system that will bring some wind and rain by Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Nice day today, close to 47, 50, right in that range today, tomorrow, very nice. Some rain moving in as we get into Sunday, Monday, so if you're looking to do stuff, outside, go for a walk, whatever it may be, today and tomorrow. It'll be a couple of good days. Sunday, Monday appear to be a little bit wet. We're going to get to some news and sports and all our birthdays, birthday cake drawing at 8:30. We're going to do a shopping show this morning at 8:45. We've got some words of wisdom, though, to get the day moving right now. Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Is your marriage normal or nuts? That was the title of a Reader's Digest article that grabbed my attention. It shared 8 lessons from the world's happiest couples. I was intrigued. My wife Jean and I are pretty happy together, but show me a couple who doesn't have room to improve. The ideas listed were basic. Be kind to one another, have good communication, that sort of thing. But one point really jumped out at me. According to the study, 60% of extremely happy couples make love 3 or 4 times a week. I had to read that line twice. 3 or 4 times a week? My first impulse was to share that article with my wife, Jean. But 30 years of marriage has taught me a few things. I knew exactly how she'd respond to that information. She'd remind me that most of the women in that study probably weren't mothers of young children. Physical intimacy for moms of youngsters can be challenging because they're running all day and then fall asleep from exhaustion the minute they lie down. In this season of life, Jean's going 100 miles an hour from sunup to sundown. She's investing in the lives of our 2 teen boys and 2 children, 5 and 3 years old, from foster care. And that's why sharing that article with Jean would have been unwise and really unfair. It would have highlighted my own interests at the expense of hers. And that's not what love is all about. Love doesn't demand its own way. It denies itself and focuses on the needs of others. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
A few scattered clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine 54. We are keeping an eye on a system that will bring some wind and rain by Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Brand new country. Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the fire with a little ice. Say what you do, girl. You know, man, you're everything I love.
This is so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.